There's a saying in economics, when my neighbor loses their job, it's a recession. When I lose my job, it's a depression. In other words, we tend to understand the gravity of a situation when we are personally affected. Perhaps that's true for you during this pandemic. Emily McCarty is a Yakima-based reporter for Crosscut, KCTS. Her mother, Mary, died in Spokane in November, 4 days after being diagnosed with COVID-19. She spoke about it last week with NWPB's Scott Leadingham.
So it's been about 1 month and 1 week, but my mom went into urgent care. She was feeling unwell. Told her she had extremely low oxygen levels in her blood, and they said, get an ambulance right away, go to the emergency room. That was Sunday, and then by Thursday, she found out she had COVID right away, and then by Thursday, she had died.
You wrote, of course, for your employer about that personal experience. I'm sure it was pretty painful. I read it and sent it to my family just ahead of Thanksgiving, explaining, you know, maybe we should really reconsider what we had already been doing to scale things back. But we ended up doing that, I guess, because of your reporting and your personal story. So I thank you for that. But can you just tell us more about your mother and some of the memories that you have shared with her in the past? What kind of mother was she?
I mean, I love my mother. She's the best. But, you know, I'm going to say the same thing. Hearing people talk about her via live stream at her memorial, I was listening in, and it just listening to so many people whose lives she touched outside of, you know, her closest friends and family, who we already knew how we felt about her. But she was the quintessential mother. She raised myself and three other siblings. She homeschooled all of us at one point in our lives, taught us all to read and write and do math, and made breakfast for us and packed our sack lunches. And then when we got home, dinner was ready. And she was a giver, and she was an incredible listener. When her pastor was speaking words about her at the memorial, he said, you know, I rarely see someone who no one speaks poorly about. And Mary was one of those people. She was just a sweet, kind, loving person. And she was really, you know, if you met her, you just felt right at home.
Most people during this year have still probably not been inside of a hospital, and that's probably a good thing for them. And I know things are very different on the outside. Our whole world has changed in some way, but I still think that probably most people don't really have a true appreciation for what is really being done inside hospitals and the frontline health workers who are confronting the pandemic. Have you taken time to reflect on some of that contrast?
Definitely. I think if more people saw what was going on inside ICUs, it would shock them. It would put a stop to all their plans. They would stop going for beers with their friends with their masks off. They would stop, you know, swinging by their grandparents' house to say hi. You know, when we knew the day that my mother was going to die, so my dad and my three siblings and I were allowed to visit her. We were very fortunate. Normally, it's two visitors only. An exception was made, and they allowed us to rotate through so that only two people were in the room at a time. So my dad and each of my siblings and I got to say goodbye to my mom. You know, and we talked for maybe 15 minutes, and I told her how much she meant to me, and I held her hand the whole time, and I was crying, you know, profusely. I had to lift up my goggles because it was just completely fogged over, and said goodbye and walked out. And that was the last time I saw my mom. My dad and my other sister were the last ones in the room with her when they finally, like, you know, gave her the morphine anti-anxiety and put her to sleep so she wouldn't suffer. But ultimately, she suffocated to death. You know, that was how she died, from the oxygen. She felt no pain. You know, they take good care of her. But if you want to think about gathering, think about your loved ones suffocating. That's how my mom died.
Emily, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your story. And please, again, take my sincere condolences on what I imagine is going to be a very challenging season for you and your family.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Emily was speaking on NWPB's Uniquely Northwest News program, seen on TV stations in the Tri-Cities and Palouse to Spokane region. Full episodes on NWPB's Facebook and YouTube channel. And you could read journalist Emily McCarty's essay about her mother's death from COVID-19 at crosscut.com.